Good morning, everybody. This is Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. It is Wednesday, the 6th of April, 2022, and I have a short teaching for you today on God's provision. I'm very aware of the fact that a lot of people are under huge financial strain at the moment, and there's many reasons why that is. Last week, I spoke to you about the difference between surviving and thriving, and I believe that a lot of us are in survival mode because of our financial situation. There's a verse in the Bible, Matthew 6, verse 26, and I'm pretty sure you all know it, but it says, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" I've read this verse so many times in my life, and I've always thought it a beautiful story, but I've never understood it enough to relate it to my life and then to apply it to my life. I also remember when I was in a really bad place financially and people would quote that verse to me and say things like, "Don't worry, God will provide." It used to frustrate me because I didn't understand it, because how do you make that happen? And I want to share a story with you today that really just brought it home for me and made me understand it so that I could apply it in my life. As a young girl, I remember my dad used to feed the garden birds every day. He would put seed out for them, and they would come, and he got such great joy from watching them come and feed. I never really got that. I never understood it, because it's not like a pet where you at least get something back. They literally used to eat and just go. And so the concept I never understood it. But a while ago, somebody gifted me with a bird feeder, and I didn't put it up straight away, admittedly. But as time went by, I thought I'd put it up and try just for novelty's sake. Went and bought some seed, put the bird feeder up and waited, and nothing happened. And so getting bored, I just went back and did my own thing and got busy with my normal day. A little while later, I had to go back out the back door to get something, and I was so startled when up to 50 birds, must have been, flew off. And I realized that they had found the food and come to feed. And right there and then it dawned on me. Those birds, when they woke up this morning, had no idea where their next meal was coming from. And I certainly didn't read this verse and say, "Oh, I'm going to do God's will and feed the birds because the Bible says that he's going to provide for them." I had no other motive other than to try out my bird feeder. But can I tell you that God Almighty got somebody to bless me with a bird feeder, which motivated me to try it out, and in doing so, fulfilled his word and purpose to provide for the birds in that particular area. So I want to tell you, don't for one minute believe that God can't do this for you. In fact, God has already provided for you. I think the problem as humans is that we try so hard in our own power to make a way for ourselves, to make a living and to get what we need. I want to share a quick testimony with you. I haven't had a steady income for a while. I closed my business a while ago. And I remember going into a shop and seeing a jacket I really, really liked. And at that time, I knew I could probably ask somebody to buy it for me. But I just thought, I'm going to try something, and I've never done this before. I looked at the jacket and I said, "Lord, I really, really like this jacket. I don't know why I don't have income right now. But just like your word says, I'm choosing to trust and believe in you, and that if I meant to, that there is a possibility that you would make that possible." And I literally forgot about it. I've never done this before. I then, about 2 weeks later, went and visited somebody, and they were clearing out a whole lot of clothing. And you won't believe me if I tell you that in amongst those clothes was the most beautiful jacket, even better than the one in the store. I now have that jacket, and it cost me nothing. And so I want to say to you that God has already provided for you. And the only way we can tap into that is if we believe it, and then we need to receive it. So surrender to him and see what he can do for you. And I'm talking about needs as well as wants. I didn't need that jacket, but my God loves me and he wanted to bless me. And so I really want to say to you, the next time you find something that you're not able to buy, look at the birds. Look at the birds and remember that God is your ultimate provider. And then put it to him and see if he won't surprise you. I think we limit God so often, and yet he can do so much more than we allow him to do in our lives. And so the next time you really do worry about money, look at the birds. Look at the birds and understand that God is your provider, not your job, not your business, but God. And then go to Him and see how different your life will be. Have a blessed day, and I hope to see you all soon. Bye.